Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Fair or foul is the question today. And I'm going to go ahead and chop you off of the knees before we even start. Someone's going to be like, this sounds like something you would do, Cody.
Oh boy.
And I just want to make it clear,
oh boy.
I don't do this before asking the question. I don't think the gentleman's here anymore. But earlier on the remote, there was a guy who was trying to tell Cam where to put the weights on the tent. He was trying to instruct a little bit. He was trying to like, hey, I don't think that's tall enough. I think that might be load-bearing. My question is, when you're in a setting where you see something that you deem as being incorrect to the way you would do it, do you think it's okay to point out the way you believe it would be correct?
Are we sure the guy wasn't shooting a Progressive commercial, you know, for the dads
out
there?
Right. I will say
it
this.
It was some classic dad stuff.
Unless there is something that clearly is going to cause somebody to get injured and you're trying to prevent it, you know, or whatever. Otherwise, if it's just truly a preference thing, then no, you stay out of it. Now, if it's like, hey, man, trust me, I need to help you fix this. This is gonna collapse.
I would say that this was after he had said, I think you're going to need to figure out a different way to stack those koozies.
Oh, well, that's,
after one
right,
hit
well,
the
that's,
ground.
That's just somebody that, you know,
way foul.
Wants to to have control or whatever it may be, if that's the case. Where was I? I was not here for that interaction.
I believe you had gone back to the car. Maybe you'd gone to the bathroom.
Probably,
I don't know.
Probably.
You were briefly gone. He had said something to me. I wasn't going to do anything about it. I obliged with the, like, yeah, sure, take a look at that. And then Cam Baker, he's like, you're the guy who handles this. And he was ready to tell him. And Cam, to his credit, put these weights on, thus ending the conversation.
I mean, we are supposed to have weights on the tent.
Well, these are kind of behind the block sets, like the stop blocks on the parking spots. I think maybe Cam was thinking that. Now, look, this show had to catch a moving tent one time from blowing away
true.
And trying to destroy a stadium
true.
Worker.
Uh-huh.
So you're saying if it's for real safety, as in like, hey, that loose wire could
spark
and murder somebody,
for
maybe
sure.
do something about it, fine. But if you're saying, I don't think I would park something that way or stack something that way, just let it go.
Yeah, it's a preference thing. Again, if you're at a stoplight and you notice someone's wheel is about to fall off, you should tell them. You know, that's not a preference. That's, hey, save everybody's life here. You know, but if it's like, yeah, I just think, you know, that the way something is stacked or not color-coded the way you like, that's just a preference thing, and you just got to kind of stay
because there's,
stay
like, nothing worse than, like, especially if it's like we could both be actively doing the same thing. If I'm, like, let's say I'm making a display and I'm stacking some, like, cups or boxes or something up, the last thing I want is thoughts from the peanut gallery. As in gold, you're like, you know, you could stack them that way. Either you can stack these or you can shut up about it.
Now, someone did
say, it doesn't really matter to me, but those are the two choices.
Textline brings up a good point. Now, I don't know. I don't know if you do this or you have to bite your tongue. Someone says, because you bring up how you used to work in the restaurant industry all
but
the time.
But I would never say it to them.
And someone said, how long did it take until you could comfortably eat a meal out where you were critiquing the waiter because you used to be a waiter?
Okay, so There is some truth to the idea that if you've done a job, you listen to sports radio, if you listen to sports radio in another market,
yeah.
you might be, oh, what are they doing, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everybody has areas of expertise. They might handle those things differently. To privately criticize, I believe to be different. If I say, that looks like a weird way to do it, I wouldn't say it to their face. I wouldn't go find the general manager of the restaurant and be like, I don't think you're polishing your glasses right. Like, you just let it go. You just let it go. I think privately is one of those koozie blows off the table.
Yeah.
The other one picked up a little bit. I think privately, between you and I, Gold, we're sitting there and you'd be like, well, that's an interesting way to do it. Eh, I think that that's an acceptable way. Versus, I think the other way, a little bit different. Now we got Casey Wolf throwing us a little bit of candy,
like this.
By the way.
I like this.
This is my son's favorite piece of Halloween candy, by the way. This Hershey's Cookies and Cream. Oh, I would bang it up.
Casey,
I caught
keep,
that one, too.
He's going to keep throwing candy our way now.
So, you know what? I think it's different. I wouldn't tell Casey Wolf how I think he should throw candy.
No, no.
That's his job. I don't know how many more. I dropped that one.
Yeah, you just get. He's gonna get to, you got to catch this stuff, man.
Some of the throws are insane. I'm trying to talk and catch candy. I get credit for that one. That one was hard, and I still made credit.
This is where we need the video stream running. He's about
please.
To throw the whole bowl on you.
Whew. I dropped two. Out of 10, I don't think that's that bad.
From the 913, Drew here. This is the drummer Drew texting in. Guy tried to tell my brother
Drew.
And I had a position and mix speakers for a wedding one time.
Oh, see, that's the worst.
That's terrible.
You're setting that up. Like, I've had people, like, in gold, like you're talking about, like, in a wedding situation. I wouldn't tell someone how to, like, pour a drink. Just, you're doing the job. That's fine with me. Maybe I go stand over there with my wife and be like, I can't believe they put that in there. But I'm not going to say it to your face.
And even if they do set it up a little weird, it might be on purpose. The reason that
Someone said this would have been a good lesson for Mark Sanchez when he was mad that guy parked. That would have, by the way, Mark Sanchez,
honestly,
popular Halloween costume tonight.
Oh, I imagine.
Jets jersey with a little ketchup stain. You're good to go.
Yeah,
little
one
fake plastic knife. You're good to go for
I imagine
Mark
if you're in New York, the amount of Jets fans rocking that costume.
Oh, totally. You already have the jersey.
I should ask Vinny if he's rocking that one. Is he going to go with that?
I doubt Vinny will.
Seems unlikely.
But if you're a Jets fan, you probably have a Mark Sanchez jersey if you didn't throw it away. I mean, at the time, remember, he was in the AFC
title
game. I mean, Mark Sanchez, there were some good years there. Anyway, that is the random question of the day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.